The following program is a paid commercial announcement. The sponsor is responsible for its content, which Talk Radio 790 KBC does not necessarily endorse or support.
Welcome. This is Stephen Unruh with Courage and Grace. We are so glad you're here tonight. Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm excited about this show and I'm glad you're listening. My co-host is Debbie Payne, and tonight we have a very special guest, the Doctor of Love. Yes, Dr. Vandi Lozano is with us from Glendora, and she's a specialist in romance and relationships. And so we have a great show tonight talking about romance, how to get it or kill it, because, you know, you can destroy it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And this is Valentine's week, kind of a conclusion of Valentine's Day yesterday.
Right, that's right.
How was it for you, Stephen?
It was yesterday?
Oh, yeah, okay. Romance, remembering Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're kind of on the heels of that, and we're wondering how much romance you got this weekend. And there are ways to create it. Maybe you've thought romance is dead. It's not. But maybe there's ways and things we're doing that interfere, that are inhibiting getting more romance in our lives. So, Dr. Vandi, let me ask you, what is romance? How would you define it?
Well, I think we have to start with talking about what you and I talked about on the phone the other night, which is when I mentioned it to my husband and asked him for some ideas for the show. We were talking for a little bit before I realized he thought romance was sex.
Well, and it is, right?
Exactly. And that was the same thing you thought when you and I were talking.
Uh-huh.
And for women, it's what leads up to sex, but it's not sex.
So, there's a difference.
So think of courting, flowers, opening the door, taking her out to dinner, all those things that help her feel loved and appreciated, kind of those girly things. That's what women think about.
All right. Well, that's interesting. So romance, maybe a way that I would define it, I see it as affection. Because,
yes,
obviously we know romance is not jumping in bed.
Right.
It can be a part of it, it can be a culmination, but not necessarily. You can have romance without sex, correct?
Exactly. And I think we would all agree love and affection are part of the romance,
mm-hmm.
But even love and affection look different for men than for women.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a car, that's affectionate, right?
A car. Well, men do get attached to their cars and their tools.
Right,
sometimes
that's
they
right.
name them.
Yes,
like
that's
they name
right.
their boat,
uh-huh.
you know?
But there is a sense in which you're right. Romance is about initiating, and it's not initiating sex. It's initiating affection. It's giving attention to that person. To me, I think of it as being thoughtful.
Exactly.
You know, if you're thoughtful and respectful towards a person, and you obviously have a deep relationship, I can be thoughtful and respectful to my colleague, but that's not romance. But if it's someone that I'm in an intimate relationship with, and it's a united relationship, a part of romance, obviously, leading up to romance and being affectionate means that I have to be thoughtful and caring, because if it doesn't exist, it's pretty hard to have romance when you're angry, when you're unhappy, when you aren't very respectful.
Right. Well, and backing up, think of it as it's just making her feel special.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to speak as the old married woman here for 30 years. We're celebrating our marriage. And, you know, when my husband puts gas in my car, mm-hmm. and without me even asking him to do it, and he says, you know, honey, I've got the car all set for you tomorrow, and your tires are great, you know, you're going to be safe. To me, that's the most romantic thing that he could do, because he's caring about something that might be a need that I have, or an emotional need, or maybe it's a real everyday thing that we do for ourselves, but he has taken it upon himself to help me out. Oh my gosh, that's better than flowers.
Wow, that's amazing, but that makes sense, because it means he's thinking of you. He's thinking about you.
Right.
It could be like coming home and someone has stopped off and decided to buy your favorite dessert. And you just go, oh, that is wonderful. I was just looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, that infatuation is all about how this relationship makes me feel. But love and mature love is about how you feel, or how I'm caring more about how you feel.
That's right. That's right. Love is saying this is going to create and deepen our connection to one another, rather than worrying about how much I'm going to get out of it or how good I'll feel. I'm going to be focusing on you.
Right. It's and maybe not as much of a adrenaline rush, but it certainly is a stability and a wonderful thing to have in your life.
So my question would be, as we you know, pass up 40. Whether our listeners are have passed up 40 and the group that hasn't, you will get there. What happens when you've been in a relationship? It seems that romance dissipates. Why does it dissipate and how can we get it back? Vondi, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, again, we were talking about the difference between infatuation and that courting love, and the deeper changes that happen with a long-term relationship is a more peaceful, settled down. It's actually a different type of system in your brain, and that's the long-term attachment. And so sometimes romance gets lost because we associate it with finding, chasing her, and I'm usually thinking about men because they're the ones that probably sometimes don't remember it as often as we women think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against men or anything. But sometimes they need the little reminder. But they think, now I've got her, so I don't have to do any of that anymore.
Okay.
Instead
nice.
Of realizing she still needs to feel special mm-hmm. and loved mm-hmm. and doing those sweet things for her go a really long way. Yeah.
So romance has to continue, I think, to sustain and create a longing, a lasting relationship. But it probably isn't going to be as prevalent as your first year of marriage.
Right.
And especially in your courtship, there is a lot of romance. You're trying to prove yourself, whether you're male or female. You're trying to be the best. And so we lose some of that, and I think there becomes a sense, you use the word mundane, there becomes a sense where I'm maybe familiar, and then I take this person for granted. So there are ways, and we'll talk more about them in the show, but there are absolutely ways of getting back to romance, and I think it's being thoughtful, it's being kind, and for me, I love the word intentionality,
mm-hmm.
that as men, it's being intentional. I'll never forget a very clear scene where I knew one night my wife had a very stressful meeting at her work, and it went late, and it was after 10, and I'd had a long day as a psychotherapist. You know, I'd been listening and talking all day. At 10 at night, I kind of become a vegetable, like, don't talk to me, okay? But I knew there was something happening, and I asked her about this meeting that went long, and then I said to myself, go give her a hug. It was like I had to be very intentional, and even if it seemed mechanical, I knew what to do. I knew that I was supposed to be affectionate. And I learned that when I behave that way, sometimes the feelings come a little bit later. And so in moving towards what I felt was my responsibility, being kind and thoughtful and encouraging her through what she had been through, then even though I was tired, later in that embrace, feelings of care and genuine care came out.
Mm-hmm. And just like being intentional, it's also important to ask for what you need. You know, mm-hmm. as women, sometimes we have that belief, if I have to ask for it from him, then it doesn't count. And
yes,
I always say,
yes,
no,
right.
no, it doesn't work that way. He may be oblivious to what you need, but a good guy, if you tell him, then he'll respond.
Right.
Well, what I want to know, Stephen, is what do guys need to feel romance? I mean, I know what women need, but I want to know, what can I do for him? How can I make him feel like he has romance in his life? And I'm looking forward to that answer.
Well, we're going to get to it in a couple of minutes. I've got to write some notes down really fast to answer. That's an excellent question. Well, you're listening to Steve Unruh on Courage and Grace, and my co-host Debbie Payne, and with us is Dr. Vondi, drvondi.com. Now, Vondi is V-O-N-D-I-E. drvondi.com is how you'll find her and get great advice on relationships. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Be right back.
Are you stuck? Do you wonder if your marriage is ever going to change? Maybe you feel stuck in life and feel trapped. This is Stephen Unruh, your host of Courage and Grace on KABC. I've been in the field of counseling for 3 decades. I'm an expert on difficult relationships, those that seem impossible to change. You can reach me at StephenUnruh.com. That's UNRUH. Let me help you with your uncertainty and your frustration. Relationships are complicated, so call me today. Get a hold of me through StephenUnruh.com. Together we can sort out the confusion and establish practical and effective tools for improving your life, because your life and your relationships are valuable. Get in touch with me today at StephenUnruh.com. Unruh means courage and grace.
KABC.com has undergone some remodeling and is now open for business with more local news, timely details on the day's biggest stories, constantly updated news with the resources of ABC News, the Associated Press, City News, and of course, KABC Radio News. Check out our video section and download podcasts of your favorite KABC shows right on our homepage. Log on now and see for yourself the remodeled and re-energized KABC.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If the car of your dreams is not the car in your garage, we should talk. Hello, Southern California. I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. If you're thinking about a Camry, Accord, Altima, or a Ford Fusion, there's never been a better time to think Mercedes-Benz. Nothing gives me a bigger thrill than to see the look on a client's face when they realize that for about the same monthly payment, they can drive a Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones. Right now, lease a brand new, fully equipped C250 sports sedan with payments starting as low as $379 per month. And with our complimentary Fletcher Jones owner benefits, like Mercedes-Benz loaner cars, car washes, airport shuttle, and parking, you can save over $10,000 in 4 years of average use. I think you'll agree that a Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones offers a greater value than any other car on the road. You can keep dreaming or drive one home today.
It's the last weekend of the month. We want to say yes to every offer.
Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit us at fgmercedes.com. Drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
Call 949-718-6590 for complete details.
KABC. Traffic first on the boards. News around the clock 24/7. Only here.
KABC.
And we are glad to be back. We are so excited about this show. Romance and love. This is Stephen Unruh with Courage and Grace. And my co-host, Debbie Payne. And also Dr. Vondi, our expert on love, is with us today. We're so glad that Dr. Vondi from Glendora is out here in the studio with us.
Happy to be here.
We are talking about romance. We've got a great show here. Romance and love. Now, so romance, is that like getting a new car, right? That's going on vacation?
Well, it creates those same feelings in our body, those same chemicals and hormones that make you feel happy and
it
good.
It does, it does. So let me say something about defining romance. I think romance is doing something out of the ordinary. It's doing something that's unique and special, and it takes into consideration that spouse's feelings, what they like. So it's a thoughtfulness, but it's an action that has a sense of care and maybe even affection attached to it.
And so, it makes her feel special and appreciated.
That's right. So romance ends up causing someone to feel very special.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And when a woman feels special, you know what's going to happen next, right?
A great meal.
So that's part of it.
That's right. That's right. So when there's more romance, there's more sex. Is that it?
That's it. Right, Vondi?
Well, a little bit. We were talking about all of this and that basically the women need the connection in order to feel more sexual. And they get that through the romance, through the talking, through the affection, making sure they've dealt with the issues that are stressing her out.
Mm.
So she feels connected and tuned into. So when he tunes in, he listens, he cares, he does those fill up the gas tank, help with the dishes. That's like hot for her.
Totally hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so romance starts at like noon that day.
Well, actually, I love this book.
Uh-huh.
The Female Brain, and she talks about the fact that foreplay is anything that happens in the 24 hours before sex.
Oh, wow.
So don't pick a fight the day before if you're thinking about sex.
That is a lot of foreplay, a day. Wow,
a day,
24
yeah.
hours. So it starts in the kitchen making coffee, maybe a text during the day, maybe a phone call during your lunch break. But it's recognizing, it's acknowledging the other person.
And being connected. It's not like you're sending her sexy text.
Right.
No.
It's just being close, being connected.
I need a good 15 minutes of talking before anything can happen.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And lots of non-sexual touch before anything sexual.
Yeah. Okay, so...
The bonding, cuddling.
Okay, so the
it's
talking.
Two against one now.
It is.
Steven.
Sorry, Steve.
Well, at least I'm good at talking. That's pretty good.
Yeah, good. That's it. That's your plus right there.
Yeah, I might not get an A in romance. But that's why I'm here today. I mean, we're doing the show so I can learn.
Yeah, and so can we. And I want to know about the guys too. And what is it for them besides just sex? What else can we do?
Okay, no, I'm kidding.
My husband said cooking.
Yes, cooking. All right. You know what? Absolutely. I think men appreciate many of the same things. Really, affection. So that if you're watching TV. And hopefully you don't watch too much of it because it's, you know, it's not always a good thing. But, you know, let's say you are watching, whoever initiates, but men love it when their wives, their partners initiate and touch them and put their arms around them or sit in their laps or hold them. Being affectionate, and even in public, you know, I've noticed that when I see other couples that can be affectionate, they're holding hands or he sits closer to her or they're talking in a very intimate way. Men love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know women do too, but men want more affection.
We need daily physical contact to stay attached.
Yes,
and I'm hitting
my
arm as we speak. I don't know if it's jiggling the microphone. Daily physical contact. And men need 3 to 4 times more physical contact than women. And I don't mean sex, but just physical closeness, touching. That's why long distance relationships don't always work so well.
Right. And I think that's why men interpret romance as sex, because if they're not initiating touch, if they're not coming up to their spouse and putting their arms around them when they're cooking or when they're doing something, they could just be in the kitchen, but not coming up and noticing them physically. So if men are not inclined to be physical, what happens then is they're not preparing themselves for any kind of romance and anything after that. And so suddenly there's no touching, there's no affection. And then the guy says, well, hey, it's been a week. Well, nothing's going to happen because he's not been doing his part to be thoughtful and kind and affectionate.
Right. And I always think, you know, especially in long-term relationships, long-term marriage, who else is going to be hugging my husband or holding his hand or patting him on the shoulder or whatever other
things? Or somewhere
things.
Else, yeah.
Yeah, or somewhere else. Well, I mean, who else is going to be doing that?
Yes.
That's me as his wife to, you know, make sure that he is getting those needs met. And he knows I have more words than he does to share every day. So who else is going to be there for me but him? So that's kind of an understanding, I think, especially in mature love as you go on down the road a little bit, that you kind of understand these things about each other.
You know, I love that image. That is a great, I want everyone in our audience to gather that image. Who else
that's
is going to be touching my spouse? Who else is going to be caressing them or even just combing their hair or, you know, but being available physically, no one, hopefully. And so that becomes our responsibility, whether male or female, to be that person who is touching and being kind and thoughtful in gentle ways, not just grabbing our spouse, but really letting them know that we're attracted to them. Because I know women, I hear all the time, want to be seen as attractive. You know, so do men.
Mm-hmm.
Men want to be wanted.
Yeah.
They obviously want to be wanted sexually. And there is a difference. I think women want to be wanted physically. They want to be attractive.
Mm.
But men need to know that they are good looking or that they're interesting. And
right.
So they need to be pursued too. And all of that is without sex.
Exactly. I think men really, you know, they're a little quieter about that need. But if you are a woman and you're listening and you are in a long-term relationship, maybe just tell your husband that he looks great and he looks wonderful for his age and his clothes match. And, you know?
and who dressed him?
And wear the sexy outfit from time to time.
That's
I mean, men are visual. We have to remember that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, by no fault of their own. That's just the way they're wired.
That's
so,
how they're made.
You know, let's be friends to our spouses and kind of meet those needs.
Right.
I wanted to follow up on something you were saying about who's going to be there for my husband. Is sometimes we don't realize because we women have such a big social network that men don't for the most part.
We don't.
So for the most part, we're it.
I mean, two friends, that's not enough. I have two friends.
Yeah. So being besides being physically attentive to him, but being there, because men don't usually ask for support, but when he does, being available, treating him nicely. Mm. Men don't handle conflict well, so, you know, kind of picking your battles, bringing things up gently, but realizing you are his champion. You're usually the only person he can be vulnerable with, because in the rest of the world, it's all about competition and saving face. And so you're his person. Usually you're the only one he's got. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of other people as women, friends,
right,
family, that we rely on.
You know, I think there's another piece to this that makes men feel much more attracted to their wives and excited about them. And yes, I know for men, they think of romance always leading to sex. But in that process, when I hear someone being proud of their spouse,
mm-hmm,
and I have these great friends who, and she'll say, oh, he's got a new contracting job, and, you know, the city really loves what he does, or, oh, he, you know, I'm so excited, he just finished this project. And when you watch other people affirm one another in public, verbally building them up, it says, I'm proud of you, and I'm proud to be with you and to be seen with you. I'm proud to be married to you.
Exactly. And the opposite is true. When someone is putting down their spouse or their partner and, you know, belittling them or being sarcastic and trying to be playful sarcastically, mm-hmm, by putting them down, that is such a destructive thing to the relationship,
right,
and to the friendship, and that,
right,
that whole dance that,
yes,
they do.
Yes, it is. It's like recently out for dinner with friends, someone... he turned and in front of everyone said, oh, she teaches cooking. Honey, you better listen up.
Ooh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there was another comment. And then another comment. And it was, you know, delayed at different times. But I suddenly noticed he was really putting her down. And it was very insulting that somehow I figured out by the end of the evening, he didn't like her cooking, he didn't like her cleaning, and he didn't like her job. And I thought, what's going to happen when they go home tonight?
Yeah, I've been in that situation with people, and it's sad.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, very
and they,
sad.
And they don't stay together.
Yeah, and how wonderful it is to hear one spouse compliment and kind of lift up the other one,
right,
in conversation. I think it kind of lifts up the whole group that's listening, because
it
you
does.
Think, wow, that's great. That's,
yes,
just what marriage is all about.
Right, being proud of one another. And so I think when you think of, we know a lot of things here that we'll keep talking about that women want, and I think that's something men want. Men like to be recognized. They like to be seen and that their wife is proud of them,
mm-hmm,
and believes in them and supports them in what they do. So even if it's a difficult job, a difficult situation, for her to still be listening and to still be supportive and to recognize that she believes in him.
Yeah, have you heard that thing that men need respect and women need love or need to be cherished?
Right.
And it's
right.
not that we don't both need both.
Yes.
But men, I think, definitely need the respect more.
Well, and it's a way that because we need to be respectful of one another, but it's how we feel respected and how we show that.
You'll have to tell us how you feel respected and give us some clues and tips on how to
do
that, Stephen.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how each male and female is going to feel respected. And then things that we do that destroy it, that push that other person away, even if it's unconscious, that, and you might wonder, well, I'm not getting any romance. We'll talk about why.
Wonderful.
Steve Unruh with Courage and Grace. We'll be right back. Stephen Unruh here. Let me tell you about my friends at Local Loop Marketing, the company that has a marketing plan to fit any budget. Local Loop Marketing gets you connected with local customers who are actively looking for your products and your services online right now. Don't worry about trying to stay informed and up to date on all the social media platforms. Local Loop Marketing keeps you in the loop and will provide you with all you need to be a top player in the social media world with websites, mobile sites, Facebook advertising, content creation, video, social media, and retargeting your advertising campaigns. Research shows that 69% of consumers are much more likely to use a local business if it's on a social media site. So even if you're just curious about marketing your business online, Local Loop Marketing will take care of all the details for you. That's localloopmarketing.com. Stay in touch and stay in the loop with localloopmarketing.com.
Midday LA.
Hey everybody, it's Jillian Barbary. It has been an amazing first week for me here at KABC. Don't know how you feel out there. I guess I know how John Phillips feels because he's not here. We're going to find out where John is on the next Midday LA, noon to 3 with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
If the car of your dreams is not the car in your garage, we should talk. Hello, Southern California. I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. If you're thinking about a Camry, Accord, Altima, or a Ford Fusion, there's never been a better time to think Mercedes-Benz. Nothing gives me a bigger thrill than to see the look on a client's face when they realize that for about the same monthly payment, they can drive a Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones. Right now, lease a brand new, fully equipped C250 sports sedan with payments starting as low as $379 per month. And with our complimentary Fletcher Jones owner benefits, like Mercedes-Benz loaner cars, car washes, airport shuttle, and parking, you can save over $10,000 in 4 years of average use. I think you'll agree that a Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones offers a greater value than any other car on the road. You can keep dreaming or drive one home today.
It's the last weekend of the month. We want to say yes to every offer.
Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit us at fgmercedes.com. Drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Mercedes-Benz. Newport Beach.
Call 949-718-6590 for complete details.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Damon John, star of ABC's hit show Shark Tank, is inviting you to his free Los Angeles area workshop, where his team of experts will show you how to implement his strategies into your business. These strategies launched the Shark Tank star from just $40 to over $6 billion in global sales. Have a new product or invention? Let Damon and his team show you how to get it from idea to prototype to big box stores in the shortest time. Visit sharkinla.com to register. Looking for multiple celebrity endorsements, licensing deals, or strategic partners? Let Damon's team show you how. There's no one better to help grow your business or launch your dream than Shark Tank's Damon John. At this free two-hour workshop, Damon's team will outline how they can work with you to raise capital, increase your customer base, exceed your financial goals, and build massive wealth. The Damon John Academy will be in the Los Angeles area for a limited time only, February 23rd through 26th. Register now at sharkinla.com. That's sharkinla.com.
Traffic first on the fours, on your way to and on your way from. Wherever life might take you. Only here. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hi, this is Stephen Unruh. And who am I speaking with?
Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Welcome to the show. We're talking about love and romance. And what's your question?
My question is, I'm getting married in June. It's the first marriage for me. I'm 58. And my husband-to-be has been married before, and he has a couple of kids. And I feel like I'm getting super excited about this wedding, and he's not feeling it the same way I am. And I don't want to keep pressuring him, and I think it's irritating him. And I'm just so disappointed because I was hoping he'd have the same thrills about it as I do. So,
well, yes. Especially, it's your first wedding.
Yes.
Okay, and he's been married before, once or twice?
Once.
So in planning the wedding, you're very excited about it. You're wanting a little bit more romance, even in this whole process, because it's a life-changing event for you.
Yes, exactly.
Well, what seems to happen? I mean, does he show a lack of interest, or does he put ideas down?
he made vague ideas. We agreed on the location and that kind of thing. And he'll make comments like, well, you know, this is your thing. This is your special day. And then I just feel like I have to, you know, how that feeling of if you push too much, they're just going to get irritated. And it's not that I doubt how he feels about me or anything, because he tells me all the time. I steal it from him. But it's almost like he just wants this day to be over with so he can go on with the rest of his life. And for me, it's, you know, I'm 58. I've waited my whole life for this.
So,
I don't know how to move forward without kind of really pushing him away.
Well, I think you have to bring it up. You have to talk about it, even if you fear that it's going to push him away. Because obviously this conversation, I can't imagine it's going to destroy your wedding. It's going to destroy the relationship. But I can sense you're already a little bit walking on eggshells. Like, I don't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it. But to do that sets up a precedent in the relationship that you're not willing to talk about some difficult topics, that you're not willing to jump in. And so that's setting a pattern. I think it might be hard, but you need to find a time that's quiet where the two of you are together and say to him, you and I both know, here's the elephant in the room, that I'm so excited. This is my day. I can't wait. And you're not as into it. You're just not as excited about it. And that's really disappointing to me. But I need you once in a while to kind of pull it in. And I have to have you when I talk about the cake or the photographer. I need you to ask me questions, to show an interest, because that is really important to me.
And can I jump in
here a little bit?
I would say, as a general rule, men aren't going to care about the wedding as much. For them, their big step was the proposal. You know, if he proposed, he wants to spend the rest of his life with you, Nikki. And,
that's what it feels like. He feels like he did his job.
Right, and he has no doubts, and he just wants to be married to you. And for men, the wedding is almost like a necessary evil. It's not necessarily the thing. Whereas for women, one of my friends described it as her Super Bowl, you know?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's our big event.
Yeah.
It's showing the world, our friends, our family, that he has chosen me.
Yeah.
So,
and he sees it as a touchdown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And so so I always say, take a lot of the details to your friends and family who will be just as excited about them as you are, and then give him the Reader's Digest version. You know, and the important decisions you need him to help you with. And also, just to be aware, if he has been married before, there may be some bad memories coming up for him, and so that may be part of it, and to give him a safe place to talk about that. He doesn't want to put that into your day, but he may have some things that he wants to do differently. And so that's really important with a second marriage. You know, sometimes somebody wants it to be smaller, or they don't want to have it at this same way, or do, you know, have different music. And so just kind of finding out if there's any of that going on too.
Okay, that's great, because I kind of decided I'm just going to do this anyway, and he's just got to show up, you know.
Well,
but that's great.
I think that's an interesting idea. You know, I've heard of a wedding where the mother-in-law locked herself in the bathroom. you know, she drew all the attention to herself, you know, and I mean, they should have just called the police and had her hauled off and gone on with the wedding, you know, but it's something like that that destroys a wedding. And so you want to, who knows what happened the first time you got married? You want to find out. I was in the emergency room about 6 hours after I was married.
Wow.
From about 2 hours after cutting the cake, I was in the emergency room. I had a kidney stone. So that was not a good beginning.
Right.
We made it to the honeymoon, but that was a tough evening there. So.
Oh, goodness.
But,
wow.
I like you know, the comment where you can give him a Reader's Digest version, and maybe, but a couple of tasks. He has to have a couple of tasks.
Well, and there may be a couple of things that are really important to him.
Right.
That was a big surprise to me with my wedding, and I had been married before, that I thought it was just all on me, because that's the way it was the first time.
The colors of the bridesmaids' dresses matter to him.
Yeah, not so much. But there were certain things that were really important to him, and when I found that out, I made those a priority.
Great.
So maybe just find out what his sort of special things would be that would be important for him to include.
Okay, so do you think I'm missing something? I mean, do you think that, I mean, I'm just assuming every time I bring it up, he just, oh, honey, you'll make it beautiful, and just kind of, and I believe him, but I'm just thinking, am I missing something? I mean, do you think that he's just, what's the word, where you're just trying to avoid the whole subject because you don't want it to happen, or?
Well, I think when she talked about finding something that he can put his teeth into, that he's going to get excited about. And it could be, literally, it could be the rehearsal dinner.
Where he's
getting, you know, a speaker, a band, or something like that. I mean, maybe the rehearsal dinner is more important to him, but let him run with something that matters.
Okay.
And the other thing is, you are needing to recognize that it's not the fantasy that you had 20 years ago. If you had a fantasy that this guy would be just as excited as you, that's not going to happen. So part of you, I'm not wanting you to not say anything, but on the other hand, you have to change your expectations and recognize that it's just not that big of a deal. He's getting married. Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
He proposed.
How long
that
is
was
this,
a big deal
How long
him.
Is this going to take? 3 hours, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And that is just how, you know, that's just how I approached my wedding. It's like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? When we cut the cake and get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I was.
But men will often get really emotional at weddings. So
oh, yeah.
in the moment,
yeah.
they can really be moved.
Of course.
Well, I'm
like,
hoping for that.
When
I'm
it
hoping.
All comes together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, poke him with a pin during the ceremony.
Yeah.
And then when he's crying and everyone else thinks it's
yeah.
beautiful.
Or at least he'll be crying that it's nearly over. That might be whatever. I'll take whatever.
But
now
you know,
we can get on with the rest of our lives.
Right. But Nikki, you've got yeah. to change your expectations.
Okay.
Again, it doesn't mean that you let him not care. He needs to care. And yet you've got to recognize that it is not the same. And part of it is not just guys, but it obviously the man you're marrying has been married before. And he's just not going to be as excited. And that has to be okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, good. I will move forward.
Good, wonderful.
Congratulations.
And have congratulations. Have a fantastic day, and it will be amazing. You will love it.
Yeah.
Thanks
it
for
will.
Your call, Nikki.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, I wonder if we're going to be invited to the wedding.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Me too.
Of course, you know, I had a kidney stone at my wedding, and so when I was crying, it was it was a different reason. I'm like, would he just be quiet and end this thing? So, but I guess stress and pressure, that creates that kind of thing. Well, it is interesting when we look at having expectations, because that relates to romance. That relates to romance and love, that we are different, men and women. And sometimes you can have the man who is more romantic, not as often, and sometimes you can have the woman that's just whatever, I'm fine, you know, I don't really want to talk, I'm busy, and you can have, that can be switched up in a relationship. But what does destroy romance, I think, is anger, criticism, and addictions. You know, if you're missing some romance in your life, look at what you're not doing and look at what you might be doing wrong. And I've seen an individual, whether a female or male, we can all be angry and have unresolved issues with our anger. And so if you tend to be an angry person, you're going to be kind of hard, whether, again, male or female, you're going to be kind of hard to be romantic with. If anger is your first reaction to things, if you always blow up, if you're critical, that's not always fun to be around.
Or if there's something that is, you know, happened during the week and you didn't work it through and you're still a little upset about that and maybe you don't feel it's a big deal and you don't want to bring it up, but you know what? It is hindering your ability to be that emotional support for that person and to reach out to them and to be romantic. So we have to clean house a little bit, don't
right.
we?
We do. Because
and look at yourself. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is a lot of us have our own fears of closeness. I always say, even when I have the pursuer, distancer couples, they both have the same comfort level with closeness. That's why they pick someone who's a pursuer, not on a conscious level.
Right.
So a lot of times we think, oh, why won't he be close? Why isn't he affectionate? But then when he moves close, something inside us shuts down and we take a little step back.
Yes. Mm. The pursuer and distancer, what did you say?
They usually both have the same discomfort with closeness.
Yes.
That's why they connect up together.
That's
so the pursuer does not want her to stop and wait for him, and the distancer is just running. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, but when the distancer stops running, the pursuer usually takes a step back. Because they're not any more comfortable with closeness either.
Okay.
So a lot of times it means looking at yourself and seeing what's going on in me that I'm, and underneath all of that is a fear of getting hurt.
Right. That's like a
and
woman.
And that goes back to our families.
Right.
And
a woman
that.
Counseling one time was dating someone and she was so excited and I found out that he was her fourth alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, there's the issue. The fourth alcoholic, she's finding someone who she cannot have intimacy with. But she doesn't know that she's comfortable with not having intimacy, but thinks she wants it and complains about it. And so there's things we're doing that are interfering with having romance.
And so she keeps dating the same type.
The
exactly.
same guy with a different face.
That's right. We've got to talk about that when we come
back.
We
are going to come back and talk about how to get romance and what we're doing to destroy it. This is Stephen Unruh with Courage and Grace. We'll be right back. Are you stuck? Do you wonder if your marriage is ever going to change? Maybe you feel stuck in life and feel trapped. This is Stephen Unruh, your host of Courage and Grace on KABC. I've been in the field of counseling for 3 decades. I'm an expert on difficult relationships, those that seem impossible to change. You can reach me at StephenUnruh.com. That's UNRUH. Let me help you with your uncertainty and your frustration. Relationships are complicated, so call me today. Get a hold of me through StephenUnruh.com. Together we can sort out the confusion and establish practical and effective tools for improving your life, because your life and your relationships are valuable. Get in touch with me today at StephenUnruh.com. Unruh means courage and grace.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motorman, starting Sunday morning at 8. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Damon John, star of ABC's hit show Shark Tank, is inviting you to his free Los Angeles area workshop, where his team of experts will show you how to implement his strategies into your business. These strategies launched the Shark Tank star from just $40 to over $6 billion in global sales. Have a new product or invention? Let Damon and his team show you how to get it from idea to prototype to big box stores in the shortest time. Visit sharkinla.com to register. Looking for multiple celebrity endorsements, licensing deals, or strategic partners? Let Damon's team show you how. There's no one better to help grow your business or launch your dream than Shark Tank's Damon John. At this free 2-hour workshop, Damon's team will outline how they can work with you to raise capital, increase your customer base, exceed your financial goals, and build massive wealth. The Damon John Academy will be in the Los Angeles area for a limited time only, February 23rd through 26th. Register now at sharkinla.com. That's sharkinla.com.
Get traffic first on the fours when you need it most, on your way to work and on your way home. It's Talk Radio 790 KABC.
And we're back. This is Steve Unruh with Courage and Grace, Talk Radio 790 KABC. And we are talking about a wild topic, sex and romance and love, and it's just great.
It's great.
Yeah, we are, and we're going to get somewhere, aren't we? We're going to try to resolve your lack of romance, your romance deficiency. Maybe that's what's going on here this weekend.
Your romance quotient.
Wherever you are in your relationship.
Yep, that's
right. New or old,
or even single.
That's right, yep. We are going to look at how to find romance and maybe what we've done to kill it. With me is my co-host, Debbie Payne.
Hi.
Hello, welcome. So glad you're here, always.
I love being here.
Yeah.
We get right to it, and that's the way it should be.
It is. We want to have practical, sound advice for dealing with these issues. And DrVondi.com, way out in Glendora, but there's a lot of people out there that need help.
You better believe it.
And need some relationship advice. And so, Vondi, we're so happy to have you with us here today.
It's great to be here.
Well, when we were talking about romance, maybe yesterday wasn't the greatest day. Maybe your Valentine's Day, whether single or married, wasn't what you expected. And so what is it that we can do to bring back some romance into our lives, into our marriage? And I think one of the keys that we're sort of touching on tonight is being able to look at ourselves, not always expecting the person to generate it, but for us to initiate being creative, being thoughtful, kindness. And I love that comment when you said earlier that men need touch 3 to 4 times more than women. And we don't think of it that way. Mm-hmm. We think of guys as not wanting touch.
Not needing anything.
Right.
Or anybody.
Not needing directions, advice,
anything like that.
But how interesting. We do need to be touched and caressed and appreciated. But that physical care, and whether it leads to sex or not, romance, what we're talking about, is about affection and it's about thoughtfulness. It's about, as you said, feeling special and feeling important to the other person. And sex may or may not come, but without romance, there won't be any sex.
Exactly. And that physical touch is what keeps the attachment hormones flowing for him, those bonding hormones.
That's right.
That's why when you're without your partner, you feel like you're going through withdrawals, because it's literally the same brain system as when you're on drugs and when you're going through physiological withdrawals.
Oh, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. Right. That's like when my husband goes on a business trip and I'm sleeping by myself. I feel like, what's wrong with this picture?
Exactly.
This feels really weird.
It's very strange. Mm-hmm.
That is really interesting. And it's true. It is. It's so chemical. how we respond and how we react. When we feel judged, when we feel criticized, we talked about that in happening in public, that of course we pull back, we retreat, we get angry. And so maybe one of the things we talked about was maybe there's some conflict from that week that's unresolved, something that occurred and you haven't dealt with it. It's not the funnest thing to have to get back into an issue, but being able to speak up and say, you know, 3 days ago when you yelled at me in front of the kids, and you didn't need to, why did you do that? I felt so embarrassed, and you've done that before. I've asked you not to do that. Well, I think, as you were saying earlier, Vondi, when you're stuck and something keeps happening over and over and over, get professional help.
Yeah, that's the time to call a counselor.
Yep, that is the time to get counseling. Because if it doesn't stop and it keeps happening, that's a problem. That's a serious problem.
Well, if you can't resolve it on your own and you've tried a couple of times, that's when it's good to get sort of an objective third party.
Right, and an objective third party is a professional, not a bartender, right?
Right, and a licensed therapist.
Yes.
Right, and keeping current is so important, I think, in these relationships and in marriage. Don't let weeks and weeks go by where you have something that you're mad at and you haven't talked about it, even if it seems silly and you're not the type to bring this up. I mean, we need to keep current with our emotions like we do with our bank account, right?
That's right. I love that phrase, keeping current. That's a key thought right here.
Otherwise, when you do have something to talk about, you throw out everything, including the kitchen sink, because you've been sort of stockpiling it.
Yes, that hurts.
Yeah, and then you can't resolve anything because there's too much. It's too big.
That's right. If you've been stockpiling and you've been holding all these things inside, well, that's wrong. There's something in you that isn't feeling brave enough and secure enough to deal with those issues. And when we dump them all, you're right, nothing's going to get resolved. That other person becomes so angry. But it's taking an issue that is pertinent, that's relevant and current, and saying, you know, we've just got to talk about this. You have to know how I feel.
Right, because you're not going to go and hug somebody you're angry at.
Right.
Exactly.
That's right. Yep. And so even in a relationship, let's say you are staying current, you're trying to communicate, and you respect one another, but things seem like after 20-some years a little mundane. You still need then, I think, to be creative and to initiate. That's why earlier the illustration of someone just, even if it doesn't feel like it, you know that you are supposed to go over and show love. You're supposed to go over and ask, or you're supposed to show some kind of care, some thoughtfulness. Maybe on the way home, it's stopping off and buying something for that person that you know would make them happy. And you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7 at night. You don't want to make one more stop.
Right.
But it's worth it, though.
And it can also be the little things, like the kiss goodbye before you go to work in the morning, and the kiss goodnight before you fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And those seem like silly little routines, but they keep us feeling connected and special. And like you were saying earlier, Debbie, this is my special person. No one else kisses him goodnight. No one kisses me goodnight.
Right.
And there is something about that. And I know it's bonding hormones and everything else, but it just makes you feel like this is my special person and I belong to them. And that goes a long way.
That's very powerful.
There's something about seeing that older couple walking along holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they've probably been married for 50 years. And yet they're still holding hands.
Yes.
That speaks volumes. Mm. And I think it's just that they've realized what each other needs and are willing to be selfless enough to maybe invest in each other.
And they also usually remember back. They say that's part of the task for the later marriage, is holding that double vision, which is you see them for who they are, but you also always see them for who they were when you fell in love with them.
Mm.
And that's part of what we do when we've been together a while. So we have both. So sometimes it can be helpful for couples to just walk down memory lane and rehash their stories on their
date. That is a new definition for seeing double.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
double
I like
vision.
That.
Yeah.
I thought it was something else when you're seeing double, but I like that. You're remembering who they were, the wonderful times you had, and yet you're in the moment, too. You're not just living in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So now if someone has not been getting some of the romance, Dr. Vondi, what is it about the people we choose? Supposing that someone listening is single, what's happening in that department?
Wow, well, that's a big question.
It
but
is.
The biggest thing usually is if your relationships aren't working and you chemistry isn't working for you, the people you're attracted to naturally, and you keep dating, as we say, the same guy with a different face, is consider dating someone who's not your type.
Oh.
And people, this is when the women at my seminars always groan. Well, why would I want to date someone who's not my type?
Right.
And someone who's not your type can become your type.
So then a friend of mine, she has to quit dating drummers, right?
Well, if drummers,
she loves drummers.
If drummers are working for her, then
no,
you
not.
Go for it,
no,
girl.
No, they're not. That's the whole
but
problem.
But if drummers are not working for her, because usually when we our type, the person we have that on-fire chemistry with, we haven't met them, we haven't seen them, we haven't talked to them.
But we're in love with them.
But we're thinking about going home with them.
Yeah.
That's all it is it just means it's hitting all those templates in your brain that have been hardwired from your early relationships, from your family. So if your family had great relationships and you want those relationships, then chemistry, go for it. But if you don't want a repeat of what you saw growing up, and you don't want a repeat of your other relationships, then consider dating outside the box. That's
so
my biggest tip.
Okay, very, very good. So if a guy, one of my friends is at a party, and he says that he sees someone across the room.
Who's his type.
Who is his type, and it's absolutely incredible. It's absolutely amazing. He knows.
Run away. Run away.
Oh, he was going to give her number.
Yeah, run away. Run the other direction.
Right, because that, what he's doing is he's pursuing the same thing he's familiar with. So you might be attracted to the artistic, the bohemian kind of woman who's very interesting and hasn't really made much money for 10 years, but she's amazing. And if those have not worked out, if it works out, great.
Consider dating outside the box.
Right.
And I think men...
Date an attorney, right? That would be outside the box.
Yeah, well, and I was going to say, I think men probably need a little more chemistry than women because they are so visual, so this may not apply to them as much as it does to women, but... Consider dating outside the box. I always say there's the 10% you're dying to kiss, the 10% you would die if you had to kiss. Don't go there. But the 80% in the middle, that's where you might find someone.
Oh, that's a great formula.
Good, good, good. I
so
like
Stephen,
that.
So, Stephen, attorneys are good choices then, right?
Could
they
be.
They are. They are. They can be. Absolutely. Because if that's outside your box, someone who's more organized and who is articulate and can speak her mind. Or he can speak his mind. As a woman, maybe if you've been dating guys that seem to be a lot of fun and kind of crazy and you know, always fix up Harleys, that's great. But if it isn't working, that's our point.
Right.
Everybody can be amazing and interesting. But if the relationships that you're into are this seventh, eighth, and ninth relationship, you're not dating outside the box. You're finding the same type of guy, and then you have those same dynamics that play out, and you're disappointed and it falls apart.
Are people ever attracted to healthy types and just date healthy
if
types
they
over
had
and
a good,
over?
Good relationship.
Yes.
Is that true? Growing
up,
that happened?
If they had good
well, your husband
up,
was.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
We can. I think it comes at looking at ourselves. That if we are stuck, and if we continue to find ourselves disappointed in relationships, even if we're stuck in our marriage, doesn't mean to get out, but if you're stuck in a dynamic in your marriage, get professional help. Your best friend, your brother-in-law, they're not the people to get advice from. It's being willing to look at ourselves and what we're doing that's continuing to have a pattern. And, you know, one thing I want to throw out, addictions. Addictions destroy romance. If you're with someone who is addicted, look at what alcohol does. Eventually, you're not going to be romantic. You're not going to get anywhere that evening if you've had too much to drink. And so addictions destroy relationships in many ways, and that's also something to look at within ourselves. Well, we've been dealing with romance and love, how to find it or kill it. We don't want to kill it, though. We want to have more romance in our life. So whether you have been married for years and years and or you're single, we want you to find a connection, a touch of physicality, a sense of belonging that is so important that every single one of us needs. You've been listening to Stephen Unruh with Dr. Vandi, drvandi.com out in Glendora. We're so glad that you've been with us today.
It's been great to be here.
Thank you so much.
So glad to have you, doctor, and we hope you come back.
And we are always thrilled to have Debbie Payne, my co-host, who is brilliant and amazing and has great illustrations and practical advice. Courage and grace to you. The courage to take action, to go forward, to make intelligent decisions, and grace will come. Grace to live life and to love those around you. This is Stephen Unruh, and we'll see you next week.
The preceding program was a paid commercial announcement. The sponsor is responsible for its content, which Talk Radio 790 KABC does not necessarily endorse or support.